You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
What's up, Ron?
Hi, how are you?
I'll shave your neck if you want quickly.
Sure.
Seriously.
I forget about it because it,
you
I
don't
just,
see it.
Right, exactly. So you're I forget clean. About it. Yeah, I shaved last night here.
Yeah, you didn't trim it perfectly in the bottom. It's okay.
I was in a rush, and two, I just... But sometimes I miss the line and then I'm like,
two seconds.
Fuck,
we'll
whatever.
Use the Manscaped fucking razor and we'll knock it out in 2 seconds. All right?
Okay, thanks.
What's going on? So tell me, you went, here we are, it's Sunday, doing our pod.
This comes out on Monday.
And it's a nice weekend. Tell me, I want to hear about your, you went to the, first of all, we went to the Panther game Friday night, which was a great time.
We did. Thursday night, we big weekend. Thursday night,
what did
we saw Andy Cohen, Thursday your favorite. Night.
Why he's not, I'm no, joking. I have nothing against him. I just was bored.
Right. Well, not it's his not fault. Your no. It's I'm just saying that's not your thing.
Correct.
Your whole life. For those who don't know, Andy Cohen is the producer and executive of Bravo. So he produces all the real. He like started the Real Housewives, all those shows.
Nice guy.
Project Runway, but Million Dollar Matchmaker.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he was very nice. Right, so we went to an event with him, and we met him. And
at our temple, mom made us become VIPs, and we overpaid to have a meet and greet with him and a sit up front. And the question
it was because mom and my girlfriend both wanted to.
It was
to
like 98% women. The other 2%,
well, of course,
right? Were half them were gay guys, the other half were regular. Only joking.
But what? Like, why would you?
I get it. I wouldn't. That, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was just funny that the whole time is like. Like, he was just talking about, I don't know, whatever. And Dad was just, like, rolling his eyes the whole time. And his dad's like, really? How much will we pay for this? What the fuck?
And it wasn't against him. It was like, first of all, the commentator was terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
Which is a shame that, like, questions can make or break it. I felt bad a little for Andy because I was like, he probably felt, oh, this isn't going that well.
But then I wonder, Bronny, do you think his team pre-approves the questions?
Probably like a publicist.
I don't think he gets
sent
the
questions.
Right? I don't think
true. He makes the money regardless.
But no, not that. Meaning he is all about gossip. He doesn't give a shit. I don't think he cares.
No.
But so we went, and it was a waste of money, but it was fine.
It was fine. Yeah.
Right.
And so we did that on Thursday, which was fun.
Got to see you and Hannah, which was great. And then Friday
we went to the hockey game,
which was also fun, right?
And then last
you went to Hard Rock afterwards.
We went to the casino.
I got home in like 2 minutes. I was 110 in the car cruising.
That's good. You should tell people that. No, it's fine.
That's what,
although Sawgrass has cops on it.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
What's the worst? I would have given it to the guy.
Yeah. I would have given it. Go ahead.
And
then last night, I went to the best event of my entire life.
Really?
Pitbull. Yeah. So I went to, it's called the Trilogy
Tour. That was cute. You guys FaceTimed me. Thanks for doing that.
Well, you called me and I was like, oh, I'll just FaceTime you instead to show you.
Right. Because I was thinking, I was talking about, remember Troy Aikman was a dick in Aspen and went to photo with, but I was trying to think of Dwight Howard's name because I said he was like the nicest with Burke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it wasn't Drake. You know, I was trying
Drake.
To
Drake. No, it was basketball player.
No. So what happened was I said, I go, who's a tall basketball player? And was like, okay,
but
narrow
it should have
it down.
Been like, you should have said like big 7 years ago.
But he was the nicest guy in the world. So I was
Dwight
just
Howard was very nice
him.
To us.
Shout
yes.
out to him. All right, so go ahead. So
I went to the Trilogy Tour is what it's called. It's
as mimey as you get.
It was right? Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, and Pitbull. And I saw them at the Heat Arena. It's called Kaseya Center, but fuck that. In Miami. And it was honestly the best concert I've ever
How
been
great
to.
Is that?
It was like because Pitbull first.
So
of
that's
all.
Near your house.
Yeah, but yeah,
right.
We
there.
Walked. You can walk there. Like it's very, which makes it so easy.
Yeah.
First of all, every single seat in the entire arena was full.
I love it.
Everyone was because
they needed Gloria Estefan to open for them.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
Right. That the thing with that kind of music, especially like Pitbull. Every single
good
song,
you know, and good energy.
Every single song is a hit. He played for an hour and a little over an hour, and every single person knew all the words to every single song because they're all like amazing hits.
He like Flo Rida, it's a good beat energy level.
But Pitbull is on a different level.
I get it, but
because Flo Rida is 2 to Pitbull's 20,
right? But I'm just saying it's good energy.
It was. Like you wouldn't think. I would never think. Oh, a Pitbull concert's going to be the best. But it's because, like, imagine, you know, when you go to, like, a wedding, and everyone is just like in the best mood and partying and dancing. Imagine that times 7,000, because we're in a stadium. Everyone was on their feet dancing the entire time. Honestly, the whole time I was there, I was like, I wish everyone could experience this. I was like, oh, I wish mom and dad were here. They would love it. Good. I wish Bryce was here. He would.
I didn't know I would have gone with you guys.
I told you months
ago. Oh, then I guess I wouldn't.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
It was just an, it was so, and to see him in Miami. Because no, every single song of his mentions Miami.
It's totally perfect.
And like, at first it was like, just like funny because it's like Pitbull. And then.
Were you the only non-Spanish people there?
No, the crowd was everyone except black people, not a single black person.
Yeah.
I like clocked it because I was just looking around. I was like, no black people, which is funny because it's just not black people music.
Right.
But
like
it's
the hockey game is not black people's hockey game.
Right. Because that's not a black people event. But
it's so funny. What a different.
But like, it's super white. Like, I'm super white. You're super white. We fucking love Pitbull. He's equally loved by white people as he is. Latin.
He's got a great energy. His songs are good, upbeat. No, I'm glad.
Look how many. I'll show you. There were so many people, and everyone was just like.
Let me see.
First of all, this is the concert was also so Latin that it was just like a bunch of hot girls just shaking their ass on stage the entire time. Like, this is how he ended it.
That's classic.
Let's see. I'll try to connect to the Bluetooth. Hold on. I got a shirt. It says Pitbull, Mr. 305.
Good for you.
And then on the back, it has the map of Miami.
Good for you. You're so funny. You love that old style shirt. You could definitely have a way about you.
A way about me? Thanks.
You got to shave that neck, bro.
Hold on. Let me connect here. One second.
No problem.
Because I'll show you just how many people there were. And
when you showed me the video, your seats, you looked far.
No, we were close. We were very, I mean, we were not on the floor, but we were the next level.
That's cool.
You know, there's the floor and then the first.
Right.
We were like,
the floor honestly, is annoying unless you're up front.
You know, like where we were for Pearl Jam in Brooklyn, like on the side, like the side of the stage a little up, that's where you were. Okay, this isn't working.
All right, let me just say though.
Yeah, hold on.
It's all right. Come on, we need new production people.
Oh yeah, who?
I don't know.
Okay, now I'm connected. Okay. So let's see. This is how the show ended. Yeah. So
let me see.
I just wanted to capture like this.
Oh, you do have good seats.
The
wow,
stage.
The place is packed.
Oh, I go around. Look, it's just butts.
Oh, I love it.
Look, just butts shaking and a guitar wailing, fire everywhere, confetti. Look how many people.
Wow.
And holy everyone shit. Was.
Show me another photo.
Let's see.
Wow. Oh my. Let me see.
It was so much fun.
Oh yeah, all it is so Latin. I love it.
I get freaky in the hotel, motel. Give it to him, live.
He's so funny. He was you know, so
good for
funny.
Him. He's like a fucking, he's big time.
He's a god.
Yeah.
Like wow. In Miami. And he also was like saying, which I didn't know, he.
Is he bigger than Lopez? What, Jennifer Lopez? What's her name?
Jennifer Lopez is it?
She's bigger than him.
I don't know.
I think she's bigger because she
has a song with her. She has the acting, but he's had more hits than she has. She had like three songs in her whole career.
Yeah, she's,
you know, three hits. Huge. He good literally has been relevant for 20 years. Maybe not 20, but not 20. 10, 15. He also, which I didn't know, he said that he was like, he just was talking about how he grew up in Miami. He was like a bad kid. He didn't graduate high school because like he was never a good student, but there was this one teacher that like took him under his wing. And he said, if it wasn't for that teacher, he would have like never made it anywhere. And he showed like a picture of her up on the.
Oh, gives me chill.
And then he said, because I've like.
You think
saw
he takes care of her?
I'm sure.
Yeah,
well, he said, because I saw the value of what like a good teacher can do. He's now built 12 schools in Miami.
How
built
great
them.
Is that?
Fully. He was showing pictures of them behind. Like,
oh, it gives me chills.
Beautiful, big schools in Little Havana and South Miami.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So
dude, I love when
shout
people
out
get
Pitbull.
Back. Wow, that's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
I'm glad you had a good time. Look, you're all excited.
If anyone, like, because it was like halfway through their tour, they still have like another half of the tour. If you can go and they're going playing near you, go. Also, Enrique Iglesias had way more hits than I remembered. There were like seven of his songs that I remembered. And it was also
the women
so,
love him.
Yeah, he was so Latin. He was literally humping the stage. There was one song where he laid down.
All right, don't do it, Brian.
He fully just laid down, and he's singing into the mic as he's laying down, and he's just humping
like
on
he's,
the
like
stage.
He's stooping the floor.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
And Ricky
but Latin people love that shit. No,
and the girls love
oh
him.
My God. Ricky Martin was great, too. Living La Vida Loca. Right,
he's a dude. Like, I mean, no, meaning that
but
he's
a, gay.
No, I'm saying
Ricky Martin.
No, but he's like good singer. He
oh,
looks
he's great.
Good.
He is rich.
Yeah, he looks fucking
yeah, this
good.
Was him.
He's always looked good. Well, did he start? I mean,
look, it's a party.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was
he
dancing.
Started.
He started it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Where I should go to the concert, though, with Mom.
Well, it was
they were somewhere.
They were playing two nights in Miami. But that's the beauty. This Miami. Was probably the best that this concert will
Miami,
ever be because it was
right.
Miami. Everyone, wow. Like, you know, sometimes normally at concerts, people are just like moving. You're shaking your head a little. We were all full on dancing, like dancing at 10,000 people. It was awesome.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that was that.
A good time.
And I had a cold. And then I had a cough, and it got worse because I was screaming all night last night.
Oh, wow.
But I brought cough drops with me to the concert. Okay. And my girlfriend was like, you're an absolute loser because what? You brought cough drops with you to a concert. But I was like, I know that I'm going to be screaming.
That's really nice. I'd say dump her.
She didn't say you're a loser. She was like, you're such an old man that you like made sure to bring cough drops. But I was like, I'm not going to let this cough get in the way of my enjoyment.
I would 100% do that as well.
Yeah. I was like, I know I'm going to be screaming, and I know that it's worth it. To bring the cough drops. I don't care if I look like an old man.
Right. You are an old man. It is what it is. What she loves about you, I guess.
Right. So that's that.
All right. So you had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
And today you're doing what?
Today I'm doing this and then law school work. Shit's getting real for law school. Not that I'm worried about it, but you can feel that shit's getting real.
Well, it's going to get harder.
Yeah, it is what
that's
it is.
Okay. You'll be fine. You
I'm not worried about it.
Bronnie, idiots get through it. You're smarter than I was back then and I got through
it. Well, that's obvious. No, I'm joking. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Oh, I'm so offended. But I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just put the time. It's all about putting the time in.
Right.
That's all it
of
is.
Of course. Because nothing is hard. It's not like, you know, there are certain things where
go.
If you're doing like certain calculus or math where go. It's like, sometimes you just cannot
you don't
conceptualize
know it. You don't
it.
Don't know it.
And no matter how hard you try, this is like, it's just information.
No.
It's just, if you know it, then you know it.
You just have to put the time in and keep repeating it and doing it and you'll be fine.
And a lot of it too is like, you can you're arguing in a lot of it. Like a lot of the exams are hypothetical. So they'll just give you like an issue spotter and there are 15 potential issues that you can, as long as you pinpoint a few, you can just argue your way to an answer.
Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You'll be fine. So you got to do that today. I got all my work done. I'm just relaxing. We're going to do this. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe watch a movie. Maybe go meet a buddy. I don't know. Okay. See what time mom's coming home.
Nice. Let's see. I have a bunch of stuff we could talk about.
Sure.
Where to pivot to? I guess I can just do a few thoughts that I had, just like casual things before we get into other things.
Whatever you want, Bronnie.
There was I was thinking about it the other day because someone posed this question. These were two questions that were posed that I saw online that I was like, "That's a good point."
Oh, by the way, nice at the Panther game. Ran to a fan. What's her name? Remember her name?
I don't remember her name, but
very nice person. I fucking wish we remembered her name to give a shout out, but she's a loyal listener. It was nice.
If she's listening, then she knows who she is.
Right. So shout out to you. It was nice seeing you.
Gabriella or something?
I don't remember. Terrible. You know, I'm great with faces, terrible with names.
I'm terrible with names. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I'm great with faces. I can always
always recognize. Yeah.
Like last night, I saw two people at the concert that I knew, but I didn't know their names. So I just said hi, and then they were like, oh, hi. Like that woman I texted you. She was also at the Andy Cohen thing. I ran into her. She was the one that took the pictures of us at the Andy Cohen thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I ran into her last night. Remember Logan, Brett's son? Brett and Stacy, little Logan. He was a little kid.
No, we talked about this, but I don't remember.
Oh, you were with me that right.
Yes.
Right. All right, move on.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I forget sometimes these things.
I saw someone pose this question, and I was like, that's a great point. What, like, do you remember when I was a kid, and definitely when you were a kid, this is so stupid. When I was a kid, dog poop, like you'd see a dried up log.
Gross as shit.
What color was it when you were a kid normally? Like, what do you think of when you think of like a typical old dried up?
Dark brown.
Oh, really? I think of like white. Remember it had like that white film.
Did get a white thing. I guess it stayed out there a very long time, but we don't, you know, now, but here's the difference why I think. People are so conditioned with to pick up after your dog. It never sits there that long. But you're right. It was like that white petrified look.
Right. It would get white. And I remember like all dog poop was white when I was a kid and no dog poop is white anymore. I was thinking like, right, there's dog poop is not white at all. I bet if you ask like a kid now, white dog poop, they'd be like, white dog poop? I looked it up. There's an answer.
Why? What's the answer?
The reason why it got, because someone just posed that question on TikTok. They were like,
that's a funny question. I would have thought because it was very dried out and we never see dried out poop anymore. Weird question, by the way. Go ahead.
Someone just was like, why is dog poop not white anymore? Don't we all agree that it used to be white? So I looked it up because I was like, yeah, it's not white anymore. It turns out, this is so stupid, but it turns out that dog food up until like 5 years ago used to have a lot of calcium and bones in it. Mm. Just that's what they thought was good for dogs. So there was like an extra calcium.
Bones in it? Dogs don't eat bones, do they?
Of course they do. We give our dogs bones all the time as treats.
They eat it?
Well,
I thought, okay.
When we give our dog a bone as a treat,
yeah, you give a dog
you
a
give
bone.
The whole thing and then it disappears. Where do you think it's going? They're eating it. So they used to put bones in dog food and the calcium in the bones made the poop white. They don't put calcium in dog food anymore. Apparently it's not that good for them.
Interesting.
So they removed the calcium so the poop isn't white anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, just a little fun fact for everyone.
So that's a fun fact that I'll never need to know, but thank you.
Right, but just something.
I get it.
Here's another thing I was thinking of.
Sure, Bronny.
Because I was, you know, the play, the musical, and then the movie Mamma Mia. Based on all of ABBA's.
Yes, I like it.
Great.
Yeah, great musical. Music. I like it, yeah.
I've always said, here's another question posed to you. off of this, I've always had this question with my friends. If you could have a wedding, not if you could, if at your wedding you could only have one band that was there that only played their songs at your wedding, who would it be? I've always said ABBA's a great one. Pitbull, after last night, I might be choosing
Pitbull.
You love
Pearl Jam, though.
But that's not wedding music. It's not about who your favorite band is. It's about you have a wedding and they can only play one band songs. You're not playing Pearl Jam songs all the wedding.
Okay, I got it, motherfucker.
You know who's another great one?
Who?
Black Eyed Peas. If you can only play Black Eyed Peas songs, there's enough that could fill a whole wedding.
They're talented.
Yes.
Green Day, maybe.
But that's not really wedding music.
That's more like Mr. Brightside shit.
Right.
Which people are partying to.
Yeah, but I feel like at a wedding, you want more like poppy stuff.
I would probably think ABBA. You're right. They get on a cruise, they get everybody dancing.
Right, and they're just like, they have
every song.
They have 35 every hits. Song. You could fill a whole wedding.
Again, another thing I would never think about.
My friends and I have always talked about that. Bryce and I, because every once in a while, a band will come on and you're like Pitbull. Last night, I was like, shit, he would be a great fucking wedding
You're
singer.
So funny.
So anyway, so ABBA.
Okay.
Has all their songs that are based, that they made the musical Mamma Mia. And Mamma Mia famously.
Have you seen the play? I've seen the play.
The musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mamma Mia famously takes place in Greece.
Yep.
But why? I was thinking the song that is named after is Mamma Mia. That's Italian. Why the fuck didn't they put it in Italy? Like, they made it up just to be in Greece, and it's famously Greece. Like, it's very
Greek. It's
Greece.
I'm just trying to think.
But other than...
Have you looked it up?
No. There's nothing in any ABBA song, nothing at all that has to do with Greece. And the name is Mamma Mia. Why did they put it in Italian islands?
They could have done it in Amalfi Coast.
Right. And then it would have been Mamma Mia here. Like, it would have fit
here
perfectly.
Here we come again. Right.
Go again.
That too. Okay.
I just was like, why? That's such a weird choice because they're so similar.
Okay, your brain is weird, but it's a valid point. Look it up.
And it's so stupid of a, why is Mamma Mia set in Greece? This was the first thing that came up. Here, on someone just said on Twitter, why is it called Mamma Mia if they're in Greece? This keeps me up at night.
Keeps them up at night.
Yeah, it does kind of keep me up too.
Are you serious?
No. Okay. There's no answer, but this is from Quora. No, that's saying it was not filmed in Greece. It was shot in Croatia. Okay.
There's
no answer. There's no answer.
It's
Mamma Mia was filmed in Croatia. Why is is Mamma Mia set in Greece or Italy? This is from lovethemaldives.com.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. You never heard of them?
It's set on the fictional island of Kalokari in Greece. If you're a fan of Mamma Mia films, you want to check out... No, it's Greece. It doesn't... Some of you can claim that Mamma Mia is based on another film. Critic, whatever, said that it's set in Greece and not Italy, which might have fit better with the music, with the musical's title, to make the connection to the film as obvious. There's no answer. There's no answer.
I'm teasing yet.
You were...
No, I'm intrigued. There's no answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just was like, what the fuck? It would have been way better to fit it in Italy.
You should write, oh no, say who wrote it.
It was the people who wrote the musical in like the 90s. It's not even like you first would think, oh, they made it in Greece because Greece was cheaper to film than in Italy. But no, it was a musical beforehand.
I didn't connect it. I just know it as Greece.
Right.
So ABBA's a band.
And they're a Swedish band.
Okay. And so someone just said, I like the music. I'm going to take and make a play out of it.
Right. Like they've done that with many. Across the Universe was a movie just made off of the Beatles.
It's pretty talented shit when you could do that, though, isn't it?
To fit it all. Yeah. I mean,
because it's part of the story. You can only do it. Storyline.
Right. But you write the storyline around the music.
I get it.
You don't write a story and then, oh my God, ABBA music fits perfectly.
I never thought that. Wow. I never thought that.
No, I know.
I like what they did with Wicked. Great twist on that.
There's not song. Yeah.
No, I'm saying how they put a twist and changed The Wizard of Oz into a different storyline.
They made a prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah. Wizard of Oz is, Wicked, they're doing a movie with Ariana Grande.
Interesting. Oh, I could see her doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was what, remember, did we talk about how Ariana Grande, divorced her husband for that guy?
Like a pool guy or something or whatever?
No, he was on the cast of Wicked with her. On the movie, and he's like this nerdy looking dude. He was married and had a newborn.
A newborn, you told me about
and
that.
And she was married, and they both left their.
Interesting. Isn't that interesting?
What's his name?
What, there's a romantic scene in Wicked?
Well, you definitely spend a lot of time with people on set. I've been on sets where.
You know, you see people, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, you see this shit all the time.
Well, you spend so much time on a set and there's so much downtime and it's almost like trauma bonding a little bit. It's not trauma, but like, you know, when you go on like a trip with someone or like
you have commonality.
Yeah, or go on like a camping trip and it's like you're in the weeds with each other. So there's bonding and that occurs 9 months. You're on a set for 16 to 20 hours a day. So you're like really with these people. A lot of the times you're like sleeping in a hotel with them. So I could easily see how people like have connections on set. Let me see. Ariana Grande boyfriend. I forget his name. Oh, here. This is the guy. You got to see this guy. That's who she's with.
Isn't that interesting?
He looks like a little
Uglier Mark Zuckerberg.
Like, no offense, but he looks like a little, like...
He looks gay, actually.
Yeah.
And she's, the biggest A celebrity, and he's with her.
Yeah, so... And she left her husband, and he left his wife with, like, a two-year-old.
Are they married?
No, they're just, like, dating, I think.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That'll wear off quick.
Oh, of course.
Not on his part. On her part.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she's been through, like, 20 guys anyways.
Oh, my God.
All right, so those were my thoughts of the week.
Thanks for the thoughts of the week. Yeah. What's going on in the news and Israel?
Well, Israel stuff, it's the same. Israel's winning the actual war, losing the war of public opinion hard. Hard. I said that from day one, did I not? I said the problem with this is that Israel's going to retaliate hard and they're going to lose support from Europe and America, and they already are.
Well, I don't...
And once you lose that support, you're never getting it back. Once a person goes over to I'm anti-Semitic now, they're not coming back, you know?
But we have bigger problems. I think that in America, this is a big issue. I don't think now with this whole Islamic movement, it's going to be a bigger problem. It's already trickled into America, and it's not going to stop now. I think the momentum. Right, so I think America is going to fight back on that issue.
But don't you think if this is like an Islam versus Judaism war, right? Just in the Middle East.
It's more than that.
I agree. But like right now in the Middle East, those are the optics. And if you're a random American person that now has been pushed anti-Semitic because of Israel bombing refugee centers, which is horrendous. So you're right. You're not Jewish. You're pushed anti-Semitic, which is the case. You're seeing that day in and day out. But of course, you're then going to be like, I'm on the Islamic side now.
Okay, I get it. But
then it's slowly whittled out.
I'm not as stressed over that because I think that no matter what, the anti-Semitism in America and the world is huge anyway. So
right, but that doesn't mean it can get more huge.
No, but I don't think. Listen, I don't think we have a choice to do what we're doing in Israel. I don't think we have a choice. And I think that now maybe a lot of Americans will wake up.
Wake up to what?
Meaning that to see that there is anti-Semitism, allow the Jews to start speaking up and being stronger.
But why would they wake up to anti-Semitism because when they're becoming anti-Semitic?
No, because there's plenty of people out there, too, that are saying that this is fucked up.
I see it
differently.
Who are you talking to?
I just see it on the news and talking amongst my friends.
What news are you watching? Fox?
I get it.
Fox is the only one that's like pro-Israel right now.
Okay.
I don't see it from like two people. I see the thousands because you read the comments. You know, that's where, or you see like videos of protest.
Fuck them.
And it, fuck way em. More people are saying this is fucked. You said people are waking up and saying this is fucked up. Way more people are saying this is fucked up to what Israel is doing than to what fuck is em. Happening to Israel.
Fuck them. I think it's
sure. You could say fuck them, but no, like that's
okay,
not.
Okay. But Israel had no choice to do it. So I don't give a fuck.
But that happened. That's in the past. Now we're dealing with.
Okay, but my point is, but if so, people want to fuck them. I don't know what to say. I went to the gun show yesterday. The place was packed.
The majority of those people hate Jews.
Get more fucking guns. Let them come in and fuck. What can I tell you?
I know, but okay.
But Brownie,
but that's not a solution.
Solution?
No, but we're not talking. But we're not talking about it in terms of like what are we going to do? We're having a theoretical conversation. Okay,
but
on
I think
if you were having a conversation on you. We're okay, eating. You were starting to eat worse and worse. And I said, okay. But that's ending the conversation.
Brownie, all the people that are going to hate Jews more, they're the next group of people that the Islamic movement's going after. So you're going to, I think that there's going to be a severe American terrorist attack. I think it's going to, unfortunately, bring more Americans together. I think the voice of the Jews in America are now getting stronger and finally standing up. And I think we will be okay. I think it's definitely a crazy time. We got to be careful. But I think it's empowering the Jews more. I said voicing the concerns more, not being passive. And I think that America, it's going to become a problem for America with this terrorist attack and the whole Middle Eastern view, what's going on. I think Europe's already done.
But if you think...
I think it's going to make America more unified and stronger. That's my feeling.
You are holding these two things in your head. And they're so you're saying there's so many Muslim people in this country. And then you're also saying there's going to be a terrorist attack that brings Americans together. What do we do with what about all those Muslim people that are in America? Why do you think... That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like the tide, the majority, the tide has turned... The other way. Why do you think an event happening? What are we going to do with all those people?
I think
they all exist here and they're embedded.
Okay, that's true. But I think that Americans get very comfortable. Like Israel got comfortable with allowing this to happen. I think that sometimes you need, like I use the analogy, a fire gets burned down to rebuild it, make it stronger. But that's like an act of God when these fires happen. I think it's going to make, it's either going to have to start with educating the kids when they're younger, or it's going to be, there's going to be issues like we have now in America. But I think people will be a little more wary, cautious, and stand up further.
Right. But like every city in America now is experiencing protests and riots and stuff with tens of thousands of people. So what, like... When you say Americans are going to band together,
I still think
many of the Americans are
different.
You're saying we have a lot of these refugees, sleeper cells, people.
But that's different than.
So who are the Americans that are banding together?
Ronnie, do you understand?
No, but I'm asking genuinely.
You understand that there could be Islamic Americans, and if they believe in Western civilization, fine. If they don't, I think the Americans, there's more Americans out there that believe in Western civilization and the way America is rather than changing America for the Islamic view. That's my feeling.
Well, maybe not. Maybe changing America for the Islamic view, sure, but playing it. Look, what BLM, woke people, right, all
okay,
these liberals.
Okay, wait, but and wait, what I'm happened with BLM?
No, but I'm saying these groups, right? So black people, plenty of black American liberals, they don't want that. That you wouldn't think, oh yeah, they would want an Islamic regime in this country. But when push came to shove, they chose that side.
Correct. But
so why do you think, oh, Americans are just going to wake up?
No, because
all the Americans are choosing that side.
Because they're going to see. My point is that they're going to do enough this Islamic way that they're going to end up, I think, nailing their coffin.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it's the opposite.
Okay.
What more can they do than murder babies?
No.
They murdered babies and everyone was like, yeah, okay. Like, what more can they do?
When they start going after black people and gay people and things like that, then that's what's going to happen. I think there's going to be more education out there. And I think the BLM movement's fucking stupid. The woke fucking
sure, but that, but there's okay. Exactly, they are but stupid, they so they're got, going to no, choose the wrong
no,
side.
But they're, no,
they're
but
marching
they're,
with the wrong
you,
side.
They're going to you'll see. They're going to realize who the enemy is. You're going to see that. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but probably eventually. But my worry is that it's just going to be too late.
I don't think it'll be too late. I think America will go through these problems, but I think America will come out as the victor with the way it should be. I think that's just I don't think it's going to become a Middle Eastern Islamic kind of view. I don't think the BLM is going to take over. I think that these things come up. That's what America is. And it becomes a fucking shit show. And we get the right, whether it's right people.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. What about if our next president, like, what about if Biden runs for 4 more years?
Then I think right. It's scary. We can have a real problem.
Right. But that's. Yes. It's 50-50. That's fully a possibility.
I'm just giving my...
You're saying in a perfect world.
I'm saying my view where I think what's going to happen.
Right.
You might think differently.
No, it's... Yeah, but like if we have a bad president for 4 more years, think about where we are now to where we were 4 years ago.
If
4 more years of another bad president...
Is a problem.
Not only could it stay as bad, it could get way worse.
No, it's going to get worse.
Right. So why are you saying, we'll all band together? What if we have a bad president?
Because I believe that we're going to end up having the right president.
Right. Listen, but that's a big belief.
Okay, but it's 50-50. So I can either be negative or I can go based, listen, hear me out for a minute. Or I can go on my 57, almost 57 years of living, so I have a little more experience in life and seeing the ups and downs and where things are going and seeing how things, based on prior history, I think how things might work out. I do think that if Biden remains or Newsom now with the fucking with China and 1 minute, that can I just see what mom wants?
Yeah, mom just called me.
Hey Nelly.
Hi.
I'm on a podcast. What's going on?
Oh, you're on. Okay, then call me back. I just want to talk to you about date plans, and I want to talk to Bronson about date plans. Did Hannah come up?
No, No, he's doing. We're going.
Mom,
to lunch.
Mom, we're in the middle of the podcast.
I'll call you back in 30 minutes. Bye, honey. Okay, so my point, what I'm saying is that, Newsom now, you see he was doing with San Francisco and the whole thing with fucking...
By the way, they cleaned that city up in a second, did you see?
Yeah, because the fucking guy's coming and then they put all homeless people in shelter and then the minute he leaves, they're going to do the same shit. But my point, what I'm trying
to get... Why are we trying to impress the Chinese dictator?
I agree with you, it's a major problem.
But San Francisco.
Right, but because Newsom is planning something.
And it also goes to show that they can fix the problem if they want to.
They could fix the problem. But here's the thing. So what I'm trying to get at is that if we have the wrong president elected, where we have the issue, I agree we have safety, which I've always been the biggest advocate of. My first and foremost concern when I vote for president is the safety of my country. The reason why I say safety of my country is because of the safety of my family, right? That's the most important. Then economically. If we don't get interest rates, and it's going to be a good 2 years for interest rates lower, and you need to understand this is a little more my wheelhouse, where you have like history in your wheelhouse. No, the last year of any election, things real estate, things slow down because the market doesn't do well because there's a lot of uncertainty.
Right, people are.
Now you add the fact that our interest rates are so high because of what our government did. Well, it's going to take at least a year before, if there's a new proper president in place before year in office. So we're talking 2 years for interest rates.
Right. And that's even if they do. Well,
correct. So my point is that's a big concern. That will make our economy even worse. So we'll tank our economy beyond belief. Now the middle class and the, let's say, people that make, let's say, 35 to, let's say, 100 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. They get affected huge. All right. Because the cost of living for them, even though the dollar buys the exact same thing, someone makes $2 million, if they go out to dinner and it costs, you know, whatever, or the gas is $5, it doesn't affect them. Although it still affects. There's always some sort of effect.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect.
If everyone has to bring their lifestyle down a little bit, going from a high lifestyle to a little lower, still nice and livable. But going from a 40 grand lifestyle
I'll give
down
an example.
Is hard.
So I'll give an example. So I could still save money. Person that makes 60 grand a year, they're living hand to mouth, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
They can't save money. They've got young kids. They got old cars. They drive to work. The gas, there's a lot of problems, right?
So groceries.
Groceries are a big problem. So now they either lose their job or they don't get bonuses that they rely on or things like that. And things go up in interest rates. These people, they get affected, even though the dollar buys the same thing. Like I take.
But it doesn't. Oh, you're saying it buys the same thing for each person.
I mean, if I go in for a cappuccino for $5 and my staff goes in, it's the same $5.
Well, sure, but it's relative.
It affects them much more.
Because it's relative.
Correct.
The dollar is relative to your net worth.
Right, but my point, what I'm saying, so we have bigger fucking problems because people eventually vote with safety and economic. When a push comes to shove, just like I talked to my law partner, he made another comment the other day. He says, if shit hits the fan, can I come to your house? Never thought in a million years, like, because these are people that, and it's okay, they're true. Don't believe in guns, don't believe in violence, don't believe in these things. When, I get it. But I think when it's like Zuckerberg saying, defund, no wall by Trump, but he has a wall in security.
Yeah. Well, it's like the argument that I always make where I'm like, of course, us as Americans are going to be weak because we have air conditioning. Like, I always say that because it's like when you have comfort, when your society is nice and flourishing and safe, of course you're going to be like, no, I don't want guns. We don't need them. They're unsafe. They're dangerous. But then when it comes to a real dangerous situation, your survival instinct comes out. So it's that idea of course, if society is positive and going like up on the way up, you don't need bad things because bad things don't happen. But our society is not that right now. So you need bad things.
Right.
It's just survival.
I think
no one wants to be like,
I think again, it's terrible what's going on, but there's a part of it. And you know, I'm negative on all the bullshit, but I'm still pro America and positive America. I have hope and faith, and I'm not a kind of guy that has hope and faith. You know that. That's not just my makeup, right? I'm more like an kind of guy, touch it, feel it, you know, whatever. But I'm telling you, I know it sounds terrible. I think it's a blessing in disguise what's going on. I think it's going to wake people up. I think it's going to make us stronger. I think that no matter, we'll always have the problems. I think we need to start with, rather than wasting the bullshit things, educating kids when they're young. Like you say, the black culture, you got to change the culture of certain things. I think that the Jews who are...
Yeah, how do you do that?
I'm just saying there's an awareness. Like when you said the pendulum started to swing back from the woke stuff, I think things have gone so crazy and retarded, and our government is corrupt, Dems and Republicans. It's so corrupt that eventually there's going to have to be a change, whether it is this fall you talk about every 200 years, whatever. I think things are going to change.
Feel like we're in like a pivotal moment in history.
I think these are all opinions and hypotheses that we're making, but based on where I'm at, based on what I see, based on the economic condition, based on the observance, and forget, look, I watch Fox just see what's going on in Israel. I know it's an opinion, you know, it's all editorials depending on what you want to watch. I'm just saying that it's crazy. And if things don't work out the way that I hope and foresee that they work out, then what I and other people who care about their families and their assets and their what they've accumulated and their safety, we will hunker down, we will take care of our own, we will do what we need to fucking do, and the leaders and the alphas will fucking survive, and it'll make us stronger, but I know we'll survive and do what we got to do and fuck with anyone that fucks with us. And there's plenty of people that I associate with and talk to that feel the same way, and we'll band together and do what we need to fucking do.
Right, but like, and that, but whoever, but what, like, what I'm saying is, yeah, sure.
There's,
I mean,
a bigger
when
picture,
when
I
push
agree.
Comes to shove, yeah, like, okay, you'll technically survive because you have, like, you'll shoot people if they come to kill you. Like,
you have
sure,
gumption,
kid. What I'm saying is, like, why even get to that point? Why, like, there are problems that need to be fixed in society. Like, we can make society, you're talking about, like, if I have to survive, I will. Sure. Yeah, of course. But society's falling.
No, okay.
But we need to fix it.
But what I'm saying is, and I hear you.
I'm not talking about life or death.
No. I'm not talking about life or death. I'm talking about general things. So as a
parent, you're like band together with our gun. Sure.
But,
like,
no, but it's even
we're not more, living in The Walking Dead.
No, but as a parent and as someone, you know, my personality, you have to think of today, a year, and 30 years down the road. You have to do that. Well, most people don't. I think you need to think about those things. So,
okay.
So I understand we need to take care of today. I'm involved with what I see what's going on.
Oh, I'm talking about 30 years.
But I'm also talking about what I believe the future will happen. If I'm right, great. If I'm not right, then we'll have a plan B. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
when you say we need to educate the youth, it's like, of course. How's that ever going to get done?
I don't know.
No one in this country, how do we make that change?
I don't know.
Our public education is the worst in the world. And not only is the public education as a system bad, but the kids are all bad because the parents are all bad. Even if you revitalized the education system, you know, you pumped billions of dollars into it, all the billions that are going to foreign wars. Let's say you took that and pumped it directly into the education system. That's not going to solve the problem because I have friends who are teachers. We have listeners who are teachers who have spoken to us about this. They all say the same thing across states, across grades. They're all like, you have no idea how bad the children are.
Yeah, no respect. Because of nothing. Right. Yeah.
No respect. No.
No, it's bad.
No. What's the word I'm looking for? Like,
entitlement, no work ethic.
Yeah, and they
spoil. Right,
no work ethic, and they have. They're all just stupid too because of all the social media and TikTok COVID and all that stuff. Like, they're all, and that's so. That's the what's eventually right. Like, they're all going to be the ones that are then making the decisions in 20, 30 years. That's gonna fuck us even more because you can't reverse that.
But you can't take stupid, entitled,
bratty, all that shit kids.
But remember the weak people make that, like what Rogan said, strong with that thing. I think that this is the time where it is going to be eventually changed. And I think that if I agree with everything you just said, but the difference is there'll be good leaders out there. There'll be people like
where?
No, there will be in the generation. Yeah. No, but there will be the people that will make life changing things. Like I never would have thought about 30 years ago, a guy like Elon Musk. You know, there are people that are innovators, that are game changing, and there are and if there's a lot of weak people in the world, that'll allow you to become better and stronger and to make a difference in your life and in the town and community you live in. I also think that, you know, when Facebook is out, you know what I'm saying? When we were younger or whatever, Facebook was the biggest thing, or Snapchat and or Monster.com, like these were companies like you never thought in a billion years, you know, these big box companies, things change.
Right. But you know what's on the horizon to replace all the things that are changing? AI. That's what's on the horizon.
That's a very scary thing to replace all
the stuff now. So yeah, sure. You're saying Facebook was huge 10 years ago. Now it's not even anything really. And TikTok replaced whatever. Yeah, sure. All the stuff we currently have, the whole way of society, everything, because everything changes, sure. But what it's going to change into, I think, is going to be, it's going to
AI
change
is a very,
the entire
very scary landscape. Thing. Very, very scary. You know, it's anything to dumb down a human being.
And the scary
pot, dumb down them, alcohol, dumb them fucking down. People are fucking stupid. Well,
alcohol, but the thing is, those things, that's not a good argument because those things have been around for 10,000 years. Civilization.
But legalizing pot, I know I'm not trying to go into the whole thing, but because I had a conversation with my buddy yesterday about this on the Waiting Gun show. Even legalizing it, dumbing people down, or making people more dependent on the government, you know, anything but, whoa, to lessen.
I'm using an
analogy. Anything to dumb.
Well, what are they?
Because it's anything to not. It's not, you know, keeping them home from school. You know, not going to the office door.
Those are very different. But how is that changing?
Anything to make a person more stupid people buy into it. They buy into it.
Right, but pot, it's not like we created pot. Pot existed. You understand? People were smoking it.
You understand what I'm trying to say, though? Meaning, like, if we say we can make it, if the government said we're making a law, going to lower school is optional. 80% of America would be like, okay, I'm not going to school. My point is, people drink the Kool-Aid the government says, let's do these things to make people dumber, and the Americans buy into it. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. People are fucking idiots. So I'm saying that if you are a leader and people want to become fucking dumb and become dumber than they actually are, you'll prosper, and there will be people out there that will still do what they can to make America, America. Now, is it scary? AI, I agree with you 100%. Scares the fuck out of me.
The problem with it is because it's coming no matter. Like, we all agree.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
It's going to...
You need to get rid of social fucking media. That's the thing. Shut the fucking thing down.
Even if with AI coming, it's going to... Like, if you think things are bad now because the person who's making 40 grand can barely afford things, what happens when AI takes their job and now they're making zero because they're not making 40 grand? That's going to happen. It just is. It's going to happen. What do we do about that? If we have tens of millions of people in this country that just all of a sudden wake up and they're just jobless, like, a society cannot...
No, it's a problem.
...cannot survive with that.
And people need to have a purpose in life. People need to. Here's another thing.
Well, sure, for their mental health and all that stuff. But I'm talking, like...
No, I didn't say we say economic.
If they literally have $0, it's like, not only are many people just going to die, but then also there's going to be revolutions. 10 million men sitting at home with no jobs because they got kicked out of work.
No, they're
going to take to the streets. They're not just going to let it happen.
That's why I need more ammunition. But here's another thing. People need to have relationships and feel loved and be touched. And, like, you know, you've seen they've done studies, orphans who never get hugged and feel the...
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
When they're kids.
He was in a hospital for the, like, first... When he was, like, 2 to 5 and would never had his parents, love. So, and they say that was a big thing. What fucked him up.
But that's a proven thing. They've done numerous studies on it with love and affection. And we know as human beings, we're all communal and kind of creatures. Well, you know, we never heard of incels and this and that and people growing up. No, but my point is, there's now... So many people, they don't interact with other people. They're not social. They don't need to with all these chat groups and this all virtual reality.
Yes.
And now artificial intelligence. So no one can have, they watch porn. So there's no sexual relationships, no physical components. There's no love. There's just no
human to human connection. Correct. Regardless, no friendship.
Correct. There's no intimacy. These are all very powerful things for the brain.
Extremely.
Huge for the fucking brain.
That alone, honestly,
will destroy a society.
That's correct. What I was going to say. That alone can make or break a society. Correct. Truly.
So, I agree. So to me, you know, holding hands, right? These are very important things. This breakdown.
Having friends.
Right. These breakdown of, because a person who's an introvert, rather than growing out of their introvert behavior, they can go on the internet and they can fulfill their void or their emptiness or their depression through the internet and find other people the exact same way, which makes it normalized. I don't mean to say when normalized mean it's abnormal. Okay. No, I mean saying the person's a defect.
But they 100% are abnormal. If you're antisocial and you live your life online, all that stuff, you are abnormal.
Right. But so my point is, so they find these things.
It's becoming the norm.
Right. It's the new norm, which is sad. Right. So you have virtual reality. So they don't have to have sex. They masturbate to this stuff. You lose these things, and like you said, that to me is the biggest breakdown, because you lose compassion, which means that if you feel, let's say you're anti-Semitic and you say to yourself, when you're like, you forget the mob mentality and you're like, no, that doesn't feel right, why should I hate that person, you know, why should I hate that person just because how they're born? You lose that compassion.
Oh yeah.
You just don't think straight. Correct. It's a big fucking problem. And then what they think is that now, because social media, everyone looks perfect, and now with artificial intelligence, they're going to make the women look better and sexy. So it makes people feel less worthy. They feel demeaned. You see these girls that are 13 that want to be influencers, or they dress sexy. It's such
those 13-year-old girls are going to be trying to keep up with fake women, AI.
Fake, correct.
They're literally going to be trying to keep up with perfect women. And it's like, of course they're going to be depressed and suicidal.
Correct.
And like, correct. Because a 13-year-old girl's brain is fucked up. No offense. Right. But the hormones, the puberty, even if like a 13-year-old boy's brain, teenagers, their brains are all being rewired naturally. That's what puberty is. Right. But now if we're rewiring them with porn,
no, it's AI, fucked up.
TikTok, it's like we're fucking them up forever. And then that the problem is then they're going to be the 57-year-old who are saying this is how society needs to be, and they're going to be the ones in Congress.
I'll be dead at that point.
Yeah.
So you, so
here, or we just need a like a complete cultural and social revolution where we just change the entire. But I think people are waking up to that. There are countries that are like,
I was just going to say
countries throughout Europe, countries in Asia that are just like wholesale like banning things.
What you
being
what,
like? Nope, no TikTok.
Two things. I think what's going to happen is I think that eventually, like we talked about it. We said maybe about Israel, whatever. I think what's going to happen is this is the first time really, I think, in America that I've seen this, what's possibly happened. You had Venezuela, you had Brazil, you had all these countries that people left. They took their family.
Not and, Brazil, really. But
okay, other countries.
Yeah.
They came.
Venezuela, for sure.
Right. They left those countries with their families and came to America to start a new life because America was the American dream. I think for the first time, maybe in your generation, probably not mine, still not ruling it out, right? It's a possibility. But I think maybe your generation, I think what's gonna, you're going to see is you're going to say, I don't want America anymore. I don't care. I still have my citizenship. But you're going to go to another country that's a little more neutral, easier, and a better life. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I think another word to add to that too, which I think a lot of people are feeling, is you said easier, more neutral. I think also just more traditional.
That's what I meant. I meant the same thing, right? Like a wholesome.
Right. That's even happening in America. Like there are movements that are huge where communities are getting together and forming like kibbutzes. Almost like a almost like a kibbutz thing where like they're like, we're going to create our own school system. This happens. Like this is a thing. We're going to create our own school system. Where like we, as the parents, are involved in what our children are learning. Like they go to school, they're not homeschooled, but like they're not, we don't know. Like a lot of parents, they just send their kid to the public school. They have no idea what the fuck their kid's learning at all. Right. And it's like
their parents are the problem. When you break the fucking thing down, I'm sorry for interrupting. They're the fucking problem. They don't know what their kids are fucking doing. They don't know if they're doing, they're not on top of their kids. They're not involved in their kids' life.
Also, you can't like the problem now is that 20 years ago, you could have eyes on your kid and you knew for the most part 99% of what they were up to. Just by having eyes on
Ronnie, I can watch what's on your computer and on your phone as a parent. I could put the fucking software.
Okay, yeah, but dad, just admit that you objectively, you think you might think you know how to navigate technology. But a 14-year-old will usurp you in that matter what, right? Like you parents are just always out of touch when it comes to technology.
Okay, I agree. Parents don't know everything.
I'm probably more out of touch than I am.
I get it.
And parents also a lot of time think they know what's going on.
I get it. They don't really know what's going on. And nor should they.
So like when I was 13, I was going into my iPhone and I was doing a thing called jailbreaking where you would like hack into the phone and you had a back door to all the software. What? It's
okay.
Well, everyone was doing it. It was just a thing. Who cares? So you think, oh yeah, I put Life 360 on my kid's phone and the kid just has their phone jailbroken. And so the phone is telling the Life 360, yes, one thing. And it's just not the truth.
All right.
Kids do like that.
I get
so it. To think you could.
No, you don't know everything.
But now, like 20 years ago, you could just have kind of eyes on a kid and you knew most of what they were up to.
Yep.
Now, okay, yeah, I have eyes on my kid. Yeah, they're upstairs. They're going to bed. 20 years ago, it's like, what? They could text. Okay, what bad thing? You know, they could text, whatever. Now they have the entire world access, and even like that, like they have access to every single possible thing.
And then these kids don't want to go out. They have everything. Let's go back to saying so. People would like your generation would move, right? Or
there are definitely revolutions from within. Even like so many people
but America,
are.
The problem is, even if you do that in America, but the rest of America is shit. You don't want to be in America.
No, but you just. You just become hyper-localized. You just say, we're only going to focus on Boca.
So
Boca is going to become a great community
to live.
For people your who want
bubble.
To.
It's a bubble.
Right. People who want to live a more traditional lifestyle and like So what I was just saying, like, you see a lot. I see it online and I see it within Miami, within the community that I run in. Like, a lot of people are retreating to more traditional lifestyle where, like, they're focusing on relationships. People are, like, becoming less and less on social media. People are, like, becoming more and more into fitness and, like, oh, okay, what vitamins can I take to, like, maximize my body? How people, like, even the whole trend of, like, ice baths and all that stuff, like, that's a net positive because it's people are saying, you know what, I'm going to
take care of myself.
I'm thinking about what can I do to make myself feel better without medication, right? Like, I'm going to focus on how I can feel better by doing stuff that's healthy for my body.
Good.
That's becoming a huge trend online, in at least in my circle. I don't know about other people, but in Miami, you see it. Everyone is talking about, like, how can I work out more? Red light therapy so I can maximize my testosterone. Like, people are trying to become more, like, good, traditional, healthy by using modern things. So I see that
there's the hope in that regard.
I guess the solution is you just have to, like, find your community.
So even, like, perfect example. So, you know, we want to buy a place in that area in Georgia. We want to create a, like, a little world. Like, it's gated, it's safe, it's a place to go.
And where people are like-minded.
That's the important part for me. Where it has all those elements that, you know, we're like, fuck the outside world. Right. You know,
but I've literally been saying that for years. I said, we just have to go back to, like, village lifestyle.
But Bronnie, you know, I'm old fashioned. I've always had my old fashioned values. Mom has her role. I have my roles and it works. People think whatever, but it works. And I think those basic traditions and everyone having a role, and I like the bubble. You know, my brother-in-law used to say, oh, you know, you can raise your kids in a bubble. Yeah. That's what I fucking work for.
Right. Especially but that's always human nature. Like, if you think about, like, back to when we were villagers, you know, like, and you would just be, like, in a small village, the whole point of the village was to insulate the children
from
the outer world, the barbaric, right? Like, and you would, every once in a while, if the barbarians came to the village, you had to fight them off. Right. But other than that, the whole point of the village was, like, when you think of an idyllic lifestyle, you think of a village. It's like picturesque and quaint.
White picket fence.
That's the whole point of life.
No, that's why that Georgia place makes more and more sense. It's a lifestyle that's safe, people like-minded. Is that right? Like-minded? Mm-hmm. And you just take care from within. And I think that's a huge thing. And
we've definitely seen that over, like, since COVID, you know, you saw there are still reports that are coming out where, like, there are just massive relocations across this country.
Yeah.
People are just moving all across the country to different places.
Yep.
And so it's, like, both ways.
Yep.
People who a few years ago who lived in Miami who were, like, woke progressives, they've left. They've since left.
Yep.
And people who are more like-minded like us have since moved here. So it's, like, it is kind of relocating.
It's been a lot in the past couple of years, I think, with this whole political and governmental and social shit.
But it's more, I think it's more of a cultural social thing than it is, like, a political thing.
I think the politics created unsafe environments and people, safety is the most, when people feel threatened, they change their fucking tune. They do, I'm telling you, all day long.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. This is, like, a whole other conversation, but I wanted to talk about, so we'll do it in the Patreon, because you were also saying, like, how when people feel unsafe, they change their tune. There's this, like, immigration, so, like, we've always, you know, for a while we've been talking about, like, the refugee crisis and the southern border and all these people. I listened to this one podcast, and then I watched this, like, hour-long documentary from one of my favorite YouTubers that literally came out yesterday about, like, what is actually happening down there, and, like, where are these people coming from and how are they getting there?
From where?
Like, the southern border.
Okay.
Right, like, you've been saying.
Right.
Tens of thousands of people are just crossing.
Millions.
Millions. People are just crossing every day, and where are they coming from? How are they getting there? I've always asked you those questions. Like, but how are they getting there?
True, right.
Where are they coming from? Right. Like, what is actually happening? So I've been, like, looking into that in the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about it on the Patreon.
But how do, like, people listen to us?
It's patreon.com/daddyissuespod. And because what are we, before I brought that up, what were we just talking
villages
about?
Villages and no, people.
We were just talking about something before. I don't know.
Safety.
Yeah.
You said, I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking about, I said how people change their tune on safety.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, it's such a, and I know you've always been saying it, oh, it's a big problem, but like.
No, it's huge. It's huge.
So Tim Kennedy was
get
on.
Get your fucking gun. Yeah. Telling you.
Yeah.
It's been weeks. You didn't even make an appointment. You need to call your mom. You guys need to go on a fucking Saturday.
All right, relax.
Go take your training course. You need your fucking gun.
Okay. Yeah. It's not not going away in 2 weeks. Yeah. I'll do it when I finish school.
I'm not yelling
in
Move
3 weeks.
I'm not yelling you. I'm
and then
yelling.
I'm done. I have completely free every single day.
You, but you need to make an appointment. You could be booked, right?
Yeah, also you said that you could just walk into Bass Pro Shop. Who was that, Bryce? No,
okay. Try to do it when your brother's here from college.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But yeah, we'll talk about that on Patreon.
All right.
Because we got to do a follow-up advice. Right. We haven't done one in a while.
Oh, good. Okay.
And someone DM'd me the other day. They were like, hey, I sent in a follow-up advice, and I know you guys haven't done one in a while, so.
Gotcha.
Let's see.
And then we're wrapping it up, right?
Let's
in the future, see. We should have it up and running, ready to go.
So okay. You want to do that?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Jackson. This is, says, I'm Jackson. I'm 20 years old, currently working my way through the police academy in Ohio. I love the show and I've been listening to you guys for over a year.
Thanks,
my question, which is mainly pointed to John, and it's a long one, so bear with me. It's not that long. The girl I'm talking to, who I absolutely adore and would never let what I'm about to tell you change my view of her, went out with her friends to celebrate her 19th birthday. Well, at a party just off campus, she was handed a drink by another woman at the party. Only had about half the drink and began to feel sick within a few minutes. Mm. She had already told me that one guy touched her butt and that she was uncomfortable and wanted to leave. She and her friends soon left, and that's when there's a gap in her texting me for about 20 to 30 minutes, which is odd because she's been texting me every 5-ish minutes. But I know service on campus can be spotty. The next time I hear from her, she's in her dorm room calling me saying she woke up to a guy she has no recollection of in her room and her roommate's dorm. This is about 2:30 on a Saturday morning. Later that day, she brings me lunch while I'm at the shooting range for the academy, and I know something is off. I ask her what's wrong, and she begins to tear up and says she's afraid to tell me because I won't like her anymore. She begins to explain that after the sickness wore off, which after she described better, I knew to be a roofie, she could remember what happened. This guy at the party offered to escort her and her friends back to their dorm to be nice and make sure they were okay. And the next thing she remembers is waking up to him in her bed with his hand where it shouldn't be. She tells him to stop several times. She's too weak to force him to stop.
Oh, makes me sick.
But he finally gets up and leaves after a few minutes. After she tells me this, I hold her and let her cry. I assure her that I don't see her any less. It's not her fault. He had a choice to make and chose wrongly. So my question is, what is my role from here? How do I support her? John, I know you being a father, if this happened to your hypothetical daughter, how would you want the man she is with to react and support her?
That angers me.
She couldn't have been roofied if she remembers.
Okay, well, that's not the issue.
Yeah.
You understand that's not the,
no, I know, but
not
I
the
just,
point of it. And you don't know, you're not a doctor of science. You don't know what the level of roofie was put in. You don't know if it's a piece of it. You just don't know. So, but again, that's not the point. First of all, I think that I feel bad for her. It's a terrible thing. That's fucked up. These people are assholes, these predators. I think she did nothing wrong. You have to be supportive to her, help her through it. But more importantly, you have to report this guy. 100%. You can't remain a son.
She has to.
She has to. You have to support her and let her know it's okay. They'll be there for her when she does that because she's a victim and she can't walk around that victim mentality because this guy's going to do it to other people. She must report it. If this was my daughter, I would be there for her. I would angry. I'm fucking angry. I don't even know your girlfriend. I'm angry over it because, you know, I have tears in my eyes. But she needs to go to counseling, go to her school counseling, let them know what happened, go to security. Go to the police and report this fucking guy 110% and don't wait too long. 110% and talk to a roommate and find out what the fuck. And also, she might want to go get a vaginal check.
Well, it's probably too late.
for that. Well, I don't know when this happened. Right. But either way, Jackson.
A month ago.
I'm sorry this happened to you and her. I'm really sorry it happened to her, but she must stand up. Yeah, I wish I knew this a month ago.
Yeah, but even they say
you could still do it now.
They say after like 24 hours if you get a rape check, like you have to get a rape kit.
I'm talking you report it now and still go after. Oh, sure. And you need to do that. And also, if you know you're going to become eventually a police officer, and thank you for doing that in this shit world we live in, but you need to be there for her both as emotions, a boyfriend, and also as someone who's going to be a police officer, knowing what the right thing is,
and make her feel like help her feel safe when she goes out and stuff.
She needs to tell her parents. And you know what?
She doesn't need to tell her parents.
Listen, you need to.
Why does she need to tell her parents?
Because her parents support her.
Listen, but
it's a nice thing to be able to tell your parents.
I know, but she might feel embarrassed and shame from it. And
okay, she has no shame and embarrassment. She did nothing wrong.
But
she doesn't say if she feels that way, she's to overcome that because she did nothing wrong. But here's the other thing. The minute you told me, Jackson, that her friend gave her a drink, I'm like,
No. She said someone, a female at the party, gave her a drink.
Right. When I heard that, I sort of like cringed a little bit because even a guy, you cannot take a drink from someone. You cannot even leave it behind you in a bar and turn around. The drink, even when the bartender pours the drink, you need to see them pour the drink because they're sick. Most of these bartenders are college kids anyway, in college. People are sick. You need to watch it.
Yeah. I was roofied. Remember that? Remember that story?
Mom thought she was in the restaurant.
What restaurant?
She went to the French restaurant and
what are you talking about? When?
This was maybe about 6 months ago. You'll ask her. She was with a couple of girls. They went to dinner and she was sick and nauseous and there's things from the wine and she heard from the bartender.
But see, that's the thing. Like, that's what also, like, Hiri says that she started feeling sick a little after. The thing with, I mean, maybe it's just different drugs do different things, but like the thing with a roofie is like, it's like when you go under anesthesia, it happened to me.
How do you know it happened to you?
Well, because I experienced it. We've talked about this. I was given a drink. So it was, we were at a bar. One of my friends was like, oh, this guy gave us these drinks.
The door? No. Okay.
This guy gave us these drinks. And I was with a big group of girls. And so it was definitely meant to be for the girls. And I took one and then
You won't do that.
10 minutes later. Yeah, no, this was like a year and a half ago. 10 minutes later, it was, you know, when you have surgery and they say, okay, count down from 10 and then you go 10, 9. And it's not like you get hazy. I was like, it's like 10, 9, boom. You're at, like, the lights are off. We talked about this. I was literally out. Completely. And then I just woke up, like not woke up, came to in my bathroom sick, like throwing up sick.
How'd you get home?
I have no idea, Dad. I have no, absolutely
friends,
no idea.
You ask your friends?
I have absolutely no idea.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
That was a long, long time ago.
Doesn't matter. Stress me out. Don't take fucking drinks from anyone,
but
people.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it can happen to, I wasn't a target. It was just an accidental. I was a casualty. I intercepted it for one of the girls, which I guess is better off. But it can happen anywhere.
All right, so Jackson, be there for her. She must report this person. All right?
Yeah.
If you have any further questions, DM Bronson directly and I'll call you. All right, love you, Bronny. Bye, everybody.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.